Dan in North Carolina has an outdoor lighting question. Tell us what's going on.
Well, hello there. First of all, I just love your show.
Thanks, very much.
Dan.
And I listen to you every week. Hey, I have a question. Down my driveway, I have six light bulbs that are 110 volt. I've put fluorescent in them.
Okay.
And I have a motion detector. When I drive down, it turns the lights on.
Right.
Do I have to have any kind of fuse between the motion detector and then that line of light?
No, because the circuit breaker for wherever that where this ties into your house, whatever circuit's on, that's where you have the fuse protection. You wouldn't put a fuse between a motion detector and the light bulbs. That's because the motion detector is essentially the switch. So you don't fuse between the switch and the bulbs.
This is an existing house, and there was a fuse in there in between, and I didn't know whether when that thing blew out, if I needed to just hardwire that across, or if I needed to put another fuse in that line.
Well, listen, if you got old wiring, who knows how this was done? But typically, here's what would happen: you would run a circuit from the main electrical panel. It would run basically down the driveway and up into and including this motion detector that's turning them on and off. And the circuit breaker itself is what would protect the circuit. So if for any reason you had a short or you were pulling too much power, it would turn the entire circuit off. So I can imagine why there would be an inline fuse. If it wasn't done professionally, who knows what happened? But if it was done professionally, the circuit breaker or the main fuse panel is where you would have the protection for the circuit.
Fantastic.
And the other thing, by the way, since it's an outside circuit, is you would also have a ground fault protection built into that. So that a ground fault breaker, basically, not only does it sense a wire that's overheating, it senses a diversion of current to ground source, which is what happens if you're getting a shock. That's where when you see the outlets that have test and reset buttons in them, and they have breakers that way too.
Okay.
So that would be part of that circuit as well. Listen, Dan, get an electrician to look at it if it doesn't look like it was built right, because it doesn't sound like it was. And, if you found one thing that looks odd, there may be something else. And since it's an outside circuit, you want to make sure it's done correctly.
Okay. And always thanks, you guys, for what you do. You have great comments, and you help a lot of people.
Well, you're very welcome. Nice of you to say thank you so much, and thanks again for calling us at 1-888-MONEY-PIT.
Ohio, ready for some quick mental health facts? Let's go. Nearly 2 million Ohioans live with a mental health condition. In the U.S., more than 50% of people will be diagnosed with a mental illness in their lifetime. Depression is a leading cause of disability worldwide. So why are some of us still stigmatizing people living with a mental health condition when we know all of this? Let's listen to the facts and beat the stigma. Ohio, challenge what you know about mental health at beatthestigma.org.